Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's our pleasure as your staff to read God's Word to you. This week, Mark Rector, our associate minister, who has come on staff recently, is going to read the scriptures for us. Mark is married to Anne, and they have two children, Josh and Evelyn, and one on the way. Now, we're pre-recording a couple of weeks in advance, so this new edition may be with us. He is a graduate of Mountain Brook High School and Furman University, and then he got his Master's of Divinity at Beeson Divinity School. Thank you, Mark, for reading for us this week, for giving commentary, and for helping us to connect with God's Word.
Our first reading today is from Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of the meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink." So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord, and where he was proved holy among them. This to me is such an interesting passage. Here the Israelites are complaining that they don't have the basic things to live, that they don't have water, that they don't have food, they don't have the essentials. And it's interesting because the Lord also knows this. He knows that they need the essentials to live. And yet, when the Israelites receive those things, when Moses does strike the rock and water gushes forth, they get what they need, and yet it seems that there's a lack of acknowledgement towards the Lord. It seems that they maybe forgot or didn't get the instructions quite as the Lord would have wanted them to. And it makes me think about how, with the many blessings that I have and perhaps that you have in your life, where do we remember the Lord and the good things that he gives us? Where do we remember the ways that he has provided for us? I challenge you to maybe reflect on that today. Our second reading is Psalm 24. It's a psalm of David, and it begins like this. "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas, and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. This psalm is great for many reasons. One reason I particularly enjoy this psalm is that it reminds me really well of who God is. It asks over and over again, who is this King of glory? And then it goes on to describe the Lord as strong and mighty, mighty in battle. We're reminded of our place before the Lord, that even in creation and during creation, who are we before the Lord? Well, we're ones who need clean hands and a pure heart, and that we can trust that because the King of glory has come and the victory is won, that we have every reason to trust and put our faith in him. And our New Testament reading for today is Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 24. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praised God because of me. Here in this part of Galatians, we're really getting a look into Paul's story, his testimony. He's talking about how the gospel came to him not of human origin, but by revelation from Jesus Christ. I think it's really neat if we were to reflect on our stories as well, of the way that perhaps we've come to know Christ, that this was not of human origin, as Paul says, but in a similar way, we have received our salvation, we have received our relationship through Jesus Christ because of this special revelation, this gift that God has given us at the right time. And so I hope today that you will take time to reflect on your story, the way that God through Jesus has come to you, that he's met you, and that he's offered this great gift of salvation, and that he has written your story, and he will continue to write that story until the day that he calls you home. Thank you so much for listening today. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your word, and we are grateful for the gift of each new day. Thank you that your word guides us, it instructs us, it gives us hope. Let us continue to cherish your word, Lord, not only in our hearts, but Lord, in our speech and in our actions. We pray today, O God, that you would be near to us by the power of your Spirit. We love you and we thank you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.